We're hearing that this year's flu strain has hit harder than in previous years. And also, it's interesting, doctors are actually able to use Google as a way of tracking the spread of the virus because of people going to their computers to look for information.
Yeah, it's very interesting, although as with anything and any statistical tool, the information that you get is highly dependent upon the input of that information and where it's coming from. However, the Google flu trend certainly seems to be following the data that is being produced by the Centers for Disease Control and other health agencies, with the caveat that it is self-reported data. So I think what they're trying to do with their model is, on the basis of the type of entries and the type of queries that are being demanded of Google, that they're trying to get an average or aggregate and use the model to smooth out some of the errors inherent in this type of reporting. It's very interesting to look at it. I'm certainly not being negative about it at all, given how close it is, at least this year, with the data. And it certainly will give an indication to the public on how much the flu has spread, and quite quickly, across this country.
And clearly it is a more severe strain, or it's having a more severe impact than what we've seen in previous years.
And that speaks to the unpredictability of the flu virus. I think what happens is that we develop a sense of complacency when we have years where the flu is, you know, the warnings go out every year, Mark. So it becomes almost like a cry wolf type of situation where you give a warning saying, you know, get your flu shot because, you know, you don't know what can happen this year. It may be a severe flu season and it doesn't pan out to be, and thankfully so, but it doesn't pan out to be. And as a result, people say, well, last year it wasn't that bad. Why should I get a flu shot? I never get the flu. I've heard all the excuses before. And you get these years where the flu does hit you, and it reminds you that biology always has a way of biting you. And in this case, this is what's happened with the flu, especially in Ottawa. And part of what I find disconcerting, Mark, is because of the limitations of our system and because of the cost of looking after people who are ill, having the flu, a preventable illness for the most part, puts a strain on that system. And we have hospitals now that are creating wards where there's isolation, where they're doubling up people in rooms who have the flu and isolating them from the rest of the hospital, and residences that are experiencing increased incidence of flu. All this takes a toll, not only economically, but physically, and we are seeing, again, greater numbers in Ottawa, with an estimate that about 20% of our population will develop the flu, and it does match up with what the predictions were with regards to who is affected by the flu. We're seeing it in children under the age of 5. Half of all admissions to hospital in the city now are for children under the age of 5, and those over 65, and the bulk of our population in the middle should be vaccinated to prevent the spread of that virus to those particular vulnerable populations. And unfortunately, when you only have half or less than half of your population getting vaccinated,
including healthcare professionals, right? I mean, there's an issue with getting doctors and nurses to get the flu shot.
Yeah, and I think it should be a mandatory thing, which is another debate altogether, but I think it should be a mandatory thing for any healthcare provider to be vaccinated. They have no choice in the matter because of the who they are working for and who they are working with to prevent the spread of disease. But the general public as well has a responsibility for being vaccinated to prevent exactly these type of situations. Because
so you have to think of it as part of a social responsibility to get the flu vaccine, not just to prevent yourself from getting sick, but to prevent it spreading to other people who might be more vulnerable than you.
Exactly, and that's the point of vaccinations in general. And the interesting thing this year, Mark, is the flu vaccine that is available this year is an exact match for what virus is going around right now. So if you have not had the flu yet, you can certainly get a flu shot. It takes 2 weeks, which is why we start the vaccinations in October. It takes 2 weeks to develop an adequate immune response in order to protect you, but nevertheless, it's certainly better than getting nothing and having zero protection.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.